Let us pray. Heavenly Father, on this Christmas Eve, on this time when we are so excited about your presence with us and us being together, let us be joyful. Let us set aside all fears and let us know that you are a God who is for us and not against us, a God who's with us and not away from us, a God who truly loves us and just wants us to love you back. Father, bless us in the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Please be seated. If we can lay out the blanket here. Any kids that want to come forward? We have a special thing going tonight. Come on up. I'm glad you're brave. Come on. Come on up. Any kids that want to come up, you can come. If you get scared in the middle of it, you can run back to your seats if you want. But if you want to come up, come on up. Just enjoy yourself. Come on up, you guys. If there's any adults that want to sit on the floor, I'll let you do that too. Come on in. Just be at home. Come on. You can, and you can stay with her if you'd like. We have a special, special thing tonight. I have a friend that I've known for almost 30 years. His name is Mitchell O'Rear, and he's standing right there. And he is a professional storyteller. And this evening, he's going to tell you the story that you've probably heard before, but you're going to hear again. It's called The Polar Express. And so we're going to bring Mitchell on. So let's clap for Mitchell, okay?
On Christmas Eve, a long time ago, I lay quietly in my bed. I was breathing slowly and silently. I was listening for a sound a friend of mine had told me I was never going to hear, the ringing bells of Santa's sleigh. Ah, you're never going to hear those bells, my friend insisted, but I knew he was wrong. And late that night, I did hear sounds, though not of ringing bells. Outside my window, there was a sound of hissing steam and squeaking metal. I looked outside my window, and there was a train standing perfectly still in front of my house. It was wrapped in an apron of steam, and snowflakes fell lightly at its side. There was a conductor in the doorway. He looked up at my window, and then he pulled out a large pocket watch. Well, I didn't know what was going on, and so I put on my bathrobe and my slippers. I tripped downstairs and outside, and as I came closer to the train, he called out, "All aboard!" Well, as soon as I got up to him, he said, "Well, are you coming?" Where, I asked. "Why, to the North Pole, of course. This is the Polar Express." I took his outstretched hand and he pulled me aboard. The train was filled with children, all in their pajamas and nightgowns. We sang Christmas carols. We ate candy with nougat centers as white as snow. And we drank hot cocoa as thick and rich as melted chocolate bars. Well, the train thundered through the quiet wilderness. It got faster and faster. There were lean, hungry wolves roaming around and white-tailed rabbits hiding from our train. And we started climbing higher and higher, and we got so high, it seemed like we were going to scrape the moon. And then the hills made way to snow-covered plains and then to a barren desert of ice. In the distance, we could see some flickering lights. It looked like a strange ocean liner sailing on a frozen sea. Oh, what's that, we all asked. Why, that's the North Pole, said the conductor. Why, that's where Santa makes all the gifts that are given to all the children on Christmas Eve, and where Santa will give the first gift of Christmas. Oh, we said, who gets the first gift? Why, he will choose one of you. Well, then the train slowed to a crawl. The streets were so filled with Santa's elves. And the conductor helped us out of the train, and we pressed our way through to a large open circle. Right there in front of us was Santa Claus's sleigh, and the reindeer were so excited. They were prancing and pacing and ringing the bells that hung from their harnesses. It made the most magical sound I'd ever heard. And then all of a sudden, across the frozen circle, the elves parted, and Santa Claus appeared. He came right over to us, and pointing to me, he said, "Ho, ho, 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 let's have this wee fellow here." He jumped up into his sleigh, and the conductor handed me up, and I got to sit on Santa Claus's lap. Santa Claus hugged me.
"Now, what would you be liking for Christmas?
Well, I knew that I could have any gift that I wanted, anything in Santa's giant bag. But you know what I wanted more than anything? Was just one silver bell from Santa Claus's sleigh. And when I asked him, he hugged me again. Ho, 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 ho. And he asked an elf to cut the bell off and toss it up to Santa. And he held it to the whole crowd and he said, ho, 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 ho. 'Tis the first gift of Christmas. The elves roared their approval. And then Santa Claus placed the bell very carefully in the palm of my hand. And I very carefully placed that bell into my bathrobe pocket. The conductor helped me out of the sleigh. Santa cracked his whip and it lurched up into the sky, circled once around us, and then disappeared in the dark polar night. Well, as soon as we got back to the train, all the children wanted to see the bell, and so I reached inside my pocket. Oh. I had lost the silver bell from Santa Claus's sleigh. Oh, well, let's go look for it, all the kids said, but the train let out a loud blast, and we had to board. It sped away and stopped in front of my house. I sadly left the other children. I stood in the doorway, and I waved goodbye, and the conductor called something out, but I couldn't hear him. What I called? Merry Christmas! And the train sped away and disappeared into the dark polar night. Well, on Christmas morning, when it looked like we'd opened all of our packages, my sister Sarah saw that there was one small box behind the tree, and it had my name on it. She handed it to me. I opened it up, and inside was the silver bell. And there was a note. Found this on the seat of my sleigh. Fix that hole in your pocket. Signed, Mr. C. I shook it. And it made the most beautiful sound I'd ever heard. Sarah could hear it. But my father said, oh, that's too bad. Yes, said my mother, it's broken. When I'd shaken it, they'd not heard a sound. Well, all my friends could hear it that day. But as the years passed, it fell silent for all of them. Even Sarah, one Christmas morning, got up and she could no longer hear its sweet sound. Well, a long time has passed and years have passed, but the bell still rings for me, as it does for all who truly believe.
Did you like that? You know what I have for you?
Mine too.
A bell each. We're going to bless these bells because they're special bells that ring not just for the spirit of Christmas, but actually for the Lord. So let's bless these bells. Everybody put your hands up like this. Heavenly Father, bless these bells. As each one of these children take them home, let them ring these bells and feel the joy of Christmas. In the name of your son, amen. All right, here you go. You want to help me out here? There you go. Here you go, you got one? Here, I better get down here, I'll make it easy. You're not shy, are you? You got one? Here, take one over there. Here you go. Here you go. Absolutely, you want one? You've got one, there you go. Here you go, here's some for you, okay. There you go. Hey, start handing them out. That's great. I haven't seen you for a while. You doing good? Here you go. There's one for you. Oh, yeah, you can have one. Here, take one. Okay, here you go. Here's a bunch more. There's one down there. Anybody, everybody got one? Hold on, don't leave yet. Stay right where you are. We're going to do one other thing. Did you get one? Okay. Anybody need one for a brother, sister, or friend? You do? Okay. Here. Have three. Okay, now, can you hear that? Ring your bells, because we're going to pray right now. And your prayers, when I say, thank you, Lord, you're going to say, thank you, Lord, and we're going to ring our bells, okay? You ready? Good job. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are with you this night, and we celebrate you. And we come to you knowing that you are with us. So, thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our pets and for our friends and for our parents and for all those people who are in our lives, because we know that in thanksgiving to you, somehow we get closer to you. So, thank you, Lord. And Lord, because I can go on, we're going to make this prayer short. So, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. All right, head back to your parents.